Leonardo is a one-of-a-kind musician. Short, slim, natural, not exactly conversational. He's in a recording studio about to perform. He has two clamps attached to his body. One is set on the ground right in front of his trunk. The other is connected to one of his leaves. He's an exceptional performer, even for being, well, a plant. Leonardo is a pechera plant. That means he looks more or less like any other plant in an office. And right now, he sounds like a synthesizer. But he can also sound like drums, piano, guitar, almost like any musical instrument. Leonardo is connected to a device that looks like a phone. It captures the energy of his activities whenever he's growing, eating, even reproducing. The device turns the energy into musical notes.
You can create the timing of the scales. You can vary that. You can even plug it into a MIDI keyboard.
Leonardo's partner in the studio is Anya Dishon. Anya is a musician. She lives in Austin.
It's very important for me that people become aware that the plant is a sentient being. It's actually here.
She performs with her plants, and she's named each one of them.
And they all have different personalities. One might be very, very serious, and it cuts right down to your heart. That is St. Kateri. And Regan is kind of jazzy. And Leonardo is, he can do anything.
To prepare for its performance, Anya first talks to the plant.
Listen how beautiful you are. Listen to the sound. That's you.
Then she sings to it.
Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum.
Then she sings with it.
Ooh.
Anya started her career back in high school. She told her mother she wanted to take music classes.
And she said, well, what do you want to take? And I said, I'd like to play the clarinet. And she said, well, we can't afford the clarinet. Well, what other instrument? I said, drums. And she said, oh, that's a boy's instrument. I said, okay, then, mother, what can I do? And she said, you can sing. That's for free.
Anya tried out everything. She performed in choirs. She joined bands. She even won local contests and appeared on television. Back in 1998, she worked in an organic soils production store. She got interested in the plants in the greenhouse and felt inspired to improvise music there.
So one night I set up my keyboard in the greenhouse. It was midnight. There was nobody there, and this greenhouse was located on a very busy highway. Normally you could hear trucks and all kinds of noise. I said, this time I'm not going to push. I'm just going to be quiet. And if the plants speak to me or anything happens, then I'll do the music if it comes.
Anya closed her eyes. She stood in silence for 20 minutes before playing anything.
And then all of a sudden the energy changed in the room. But I couldn't hear the trucks. I was just like almost in a cave.
This moment changed how she thought about plants.
My mind just kind of transported into this ancient, ancient feeling that these plants have been here before humans existed. They created the conditions, you know, with the carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen for a human to live here.
But having plants as bandmates is not always as easy as it seems. Their energy can be pretty unstable. Sometimes they can be very active, and some others, they just don't do a lot.
The first time I ever performed, of course, I was scared out of my wits because it's like, is this plant going to perform for us, or is it going to work, the mechanism?
350 people were waiting for the music to start, but the plant wasn't making any sound.
I turned around to the audience and I said, let's do something right now. Everybody expects this plant to perform. So why don't we just breathe? Just breathe with me. Inhale. When you exhale, release your expectation on this plant. And the whole audience started laughing.
But with that laughter, the sound came too.
And the minute they started laughing, the plant kicked in. And then she wouldn't stop. And I learned that night not to expect anything.
Staying away from expectations has worked for Anya. She's released 11 albums of music with plants. She created the Osmic City Expo. And she performs with her plants all over the country. She's convinced humans have more to learn from plants than we think.
We step on grass. We might break a branch of a bush. We cut trees. We do all these things. And we just don't realize that that is a living being. We don't have enough listeners. Everybody wants to help the other person, and sometimes it's the most help that we can give is just to listen.
Is the music of Anya and Leonardo opening a whole new branch of communication between humans and plants? Is it hiding a secret message that could be decoded? If so, we don't know yet. In the meanwhile, we can just relax and listen.
Ooh. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachyate.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop in Austin, I'm Daniel Rodriguez.